And now, my friends, we come to the time in our service where we lift of our joys and our concerns. And as always, the first is the joy of the ministry of our church. And my joy today is that it is Drive-Through Communion Sunday, because Drive-Through Communion is my favorite Sunday of the month, when we get to see all of you distribute communion, get Sunday school packets, care cards, upper rooms, all that fun stuff. But seeing all of your bright and smiling faces is my biggest joy of the morning. And so make sure you drive through between 10:30 and 11:30 to pick up your kit and goodies this morning. My other joy is that we are officially in the month of June. At the beginning of June is communion, and the last Sunday of June is scheduled to be our sanctuary reopening Sunday. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I am super excited. And one thing I wanted to let you know, I know that a number of people have been asking questions related to hearing June 15th reopening, that everything's opening, so why are we still having restrictions and masks and that? And super fast, I want you to think about a bullseye, like the store Target. Target has a bullseye, right, Phoebe? And there's all those rings. Well, think of us as the church as that center ring. And we as a church make rules. Our leadership gets to determine the rules for our church and how we do things. But beyond that ring, the next ring has our annual church conference. And our annual church conference is able to set rules that we need to follow. And they've been setting rules for how we reopen, when we can reopen, whether we need masks and singing and RSVPs. And they have a set of rules that we need to follow, and we are being careful to follow as good United Methodists in covenant relationship. Then we have another circle around it, don't we, called the LA County Public Health Department. And if you've ever looked, they have rules and guidelines for everything. And one of those guidelines is for places of worship. And just this last Friday, they had an updated teleconference for clergy and leaders of houses of worship to update us on guidelines. And they are saying that they are still requiring social distancing, masks, RSVPs, and right now, no congregational singing. Despite what the state says, the county is having their set of rules. Now, they said after June 15th, we should be expecting some potential changes. And so we're going to pray and wait to see what happens with June 15th on the public health department's rules for us. And then beyond that is the state, that part of the public health department is based off of what the state and the country say. And so, as simple as it seems of hearing rules of reopening, we as a church have all of these governing rules that we have to follow and pay attention to and make sure that we are doing. And so I thank you for your patience and understanding of what it will be like when we reopen. But I invite you to make sure that you make a reservation for one of our two services. Come in, be blessed being in God's house, be blessed being in community with church friends and family, and be blessed by live worship, for it will be a blessing. But we will also continue our live streaming because we know that there are some that are not ready to come back, and that is perfectly okay. And we know there's some people that are too far away to be able to get here in person, so our live streaming will continue. But reopening date set for June 27th, as long as our reopening plan with the conference is approved in time. I'm still waiting 3 weeks down the road. And so for the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. There's one that I wanted to lift in our prayers this morning, and that is our brother Romy Pongon, who had a mild stroke on May 15th and is currently in transitional care, receiving rehab to be able to re-strengthen the right side of his body that did lose some strength. And so for our brother Romy, we pray God's spirit of strength upon him and healing, and for Francie and family as they work to support him. And so for brother Romy, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God with our pastoral prayer this morning. Listening God, hear our prayers as we come before you. Hear the ones who are crying with pain in their heart. Hear the ones who are weeping with grief long into the night. Hear the ones who are sobbing in their loneliness. Loving God, heal their pain. Restore their lives. Mend their broken hearts. Leading God, lead us through the dark valleys. Lead us through troublesome times. Lead us to our home with you. Teach us to listen to your voice, that we may hear the cry of the needy and respond. Teach us to love, that we may offer care that brings others to you for healing. Teach us to lead with your vision, so that we not lead others blindly through life. Through your Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And with that, my friends, we move into the time of our offering, our gifts unto the Lord. Now is a time to pull out your church offering envelope or your checkbook, or be able to pull up the church website to give online as we continue to support the critical ministry of our church during this time. And with that, Marshall Jones and Hani with our offertory piece.